I never cease to be amazed at this gospel. Here we, this is the heart, not only of our faith, but of God's action in this world. This is the really real of our world, that Jesus lived and died just this way. I'm amazed at the crowds. These same people who were crying Hosanna a few days later are yelling crucify him. Isn't it amazing? And yet on second thought, the liturgy has us do the same thing. We all cried Hosanna in joy. Not 20 minutes later, you're all yelling crucify him, crucify him. Isn't it amazing? But don't we tend to do that in our lives? Hosanna to the king, and then we turn around and sin, and isn't that yelling crucify him? There are actually four major responses in this gospel. You have the crucify him, Hosanna to him. You have indifference. Those who couldn't have cared less were completely unaware that the center of the entire history of the universe was right there. And then you had silence. The silence of God. All four of these mixed together. There's an interesting line in the book of Revelation that the Lord on the last day, he says, and then the book of life was opened. Those who are to be saved, whose names are written in the book of life. And other books were opened that recorded what the dead had done in their lives by which they were judged. Whenever I pray the glorious mysteries, I always remember that line in it. And it, each of these books, we each have, if you will, a book. You know, it's an image, a record of our lives that Jesus has also been moving and walking around for the last 2,000 years, not just in the world, but in your particular life. If you will, each of us has a gospel of our own. There are not just four gospels. There's one for every person that's ever lived. The ways in which Jesus taught you, healed you, spoke to you, was silent with you, how you reacted to him, the times we said crucify him, the times we said Hosanna to him, the times we were indifferent, the times God was silent and we wished he had spoken. He deigned to speak to Pilate. He would not even address the high priest. Very interesting, isn't it? So we're writing this gospel, and this is the story of our lives. When I say yes to God, it's Hosanna. When I say no to God, in effect, I'm saying crucify him, crucify his will, I want what I want. You may not say it that way, but that's the effect of it. And Christ makes himself vulnerable to us. I think the thing that I often reflect on in addition is, now you know that what the reason people had gathered like this, first of all, Passover was the biggest feast of the year. And people would come from all parts of Israel, and they would meet each other, you know. Families would get back together again, like Christmas for us or Thanksgiving. And, you know, they were waiting for the high priest to make his grand entrance into Jerusalem. And this is what they would do. They would gather and they would sing songs. And so when Jesus came, people were ready. They didn't expect him. But when they saw him, they spontaneously began to do what they were going to do for the high priest. No doubt when Caiaphas came in, it was sort of anticlimactic. This is why Pilate realized that they were jealous of him. They didn't get the reaction he did. So, but I think about as Christ is carrying his cross along with the two others, and then later Simon is carrying it. You know, we all have a role to fill. In the gospel, in a way, we've all played all of these parts, but it's the people that aren't mentioned that I think about, the ones that are sitting at the cafes at little tables, you know, watching. Oh, look, there goes another one. People were being crucified all the time in that era. Couldn't have cared less. Did not know what was going on, and yet here is the very center of human history, and these people couldn't have cared less. Maybe it wasn't their fault. They'd never heard. They didn't care that an innocent man was dying. What business is it of ours? Let's have some more wine. It's Passover. Christ receives indifference as well from us. One of the most disturbing incidents that ever occurred to me. Have you ever been treated with indifference? You know, the opposite of love is not hate. It is indifference. When I hate somebody, it means I have an emotion for them. I thought about them. I may not like them. But to be indifferent, that's a real put down. I was once, one time I was at my job before I became a priest. I went over to this person's desk, don't know this man. He was a little bit arrogant. Anyway, I went over there to ask him a question about work. And he was working at his computer. This was about 30 years ago. And he did not answer me. I asked him a question. He did not respond. I thought, maybe he didn't hear me. I asked again. He stared straight ahead and continued to work as if I were not even there. I asked a third time. I'm not making this up. This time he smirked, but he kept staring straight ahead and working. That's the most single, most hurtful thing I've ever experienced in my whole life. I never met that man again. I had no relationship with him. That really hurt. I've had a lot of nasty things said to me over the years, but that was the worst. And I often think how often Christ has done so much for us, and we are so indifferent to him. You know, obviously he's not manifesting himself by raising Lazarus from the dead the way he did 2,000 years ago, but in his own way, he's been so involved in our lives. And oftentimes we're like the people at the cafe. He's passing by, an innocent man, and we really don't care. We're wrapped up in our own lives. We don't notice what God is doing for us. Lent has come and gone. Perhaps it hasn't gone the way we expected it to, you know. And yet we're writing a book of the Gospels, and all of this is part of our lives. It is, this being Holy Week, I don't know about you, I feel that my Lent didn't go as well as I'd hoped it would, and I'm going to make sure Holy Week goes well. As a priest, of course, we're all very busy. I personally got a cold from somebody 3 days ago. I was not pleased about it. And I told the Lord, I'm too busy for this cold. Please give it to somebody else. You know, I have a real relationship with God. If you think that's scandalous, I'm sorry, but I told the Lord, you know, I don't appreciate this. And he said, it often ends in laryngitis. I'm hoping that won't happen. But I kind of got the silent treatment, but our Lord said, you know, you have a choice to make. Because you've got it. You can say Hosanna to the King, or you can say crucify him, but you're stuck with his cross. And the choice is mine. That's a very trivial example, isn't it? But when the big things come, what is my response to God? Is it indifference? Do I say, I could not care less about you, I'm not even going to talk to you anymore? Is it crucify him? I'm going to sin and I don't care about you and your will. Or is it Hosanna to the King? I'm going to love you in the midst of this. I accept this out of love for you. And because I want to share something with you. Life consists of one little choice after the other. And we only have a little bit of time. So really the passion that we read, we hear today, and hopefully many of you will come to Good Friday, is so critically important because we have all of these roles. Christ is still walking the streets of Jerusalem. It is called our hearts. He's walking through Kaiser. He's walking through all of time and meeting with these same reactions we hear in this gospel. The indifference, the love, the hatred, and silence. Which reaction will you have when Christ speaks to you in your life?